Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hello. You know, I wanted to ask you about something that I saw you post. Actually, two things.
Hold on, Johnny.
Sorry.
I have an announcement to make before we start.
Okay.
It's my dad's 80th birthday. Happy birthday to Terry Moore Sr. You are welcome. And, oh, I'm so lucky, everybody, that I have my dad here, and I get to celebrate with him. And his girlfriend is here. She's a wonderful cook, and she's in the kitchen. I have my daughter here. And, oh, guess who is calling me? I guess she doesn't know. Psychic Dale Shear is calling me. I will have to text her now and tell her I'm live on air. So that's funny. She doesn't know that I am.
Well, I definitely put up.
So, Johnny, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask you, it's about two things. One, you did a video where you were holding like a doll, like a baby. And,
oh, yeah.
And that was one of the things I noticed. And another thing, I saw this post today. I feel really bad about it. Your Playboy Playmate group got deleted.
Okay, Johnny, this is a real-life baby. It's not a doll. It's not a toy. And it's for school projects. And Priscilla signed up. She got an extra credit. I said it's a real-life like baby called True Care or Care Baby. What is it called again, Priscilla? Real Care Baby. You can look it up. And, well, the teachers use this. They program it. And it cried way more than my own daughter did when she was a baby. I mean, and it's a very, I mean, it's annoying and loud and very realistic, this baby cry. And it has monitors from your bracelet, and it reports every single thing you do, how fast you get to your baby when it cries, different cries of the baby, coos, and you are supposed to know what it needs. You're supposed to change its diaper. It knows when. You have two diapers, and you have a breastfeeding necklace, and then you also have a bottle, and it sucks, and it makes all the suckling sounds, and you burp it, it makes that sound. And sometimes if you handle it too roughly, it will do the wailing for about a minute and just be expecting it won't stop. So it is challenging, but it really teaches the teenagers that, hey, I have to be very careful because I am not ready for this.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be ready for it. Actually, I made the decision a long time ago, as you know, about my beliefs on children. I mean, but what happened? Also, what happened with your Playboy Playmate group?
Well, you didn't even ask me if I would like to talk about this.
Sorry.
You know what? Let's save that. Hello. I am in the midst of, and I will not give up, getting something back due to Facebook, okay? But please, it's okay. I would like to go to our topic, though, the topic of the show.
Okay.
It is part, thank you, it's part two of Teacher Predators. The reason I want to do the show is because I was talking to Michelle, and she's been on the show, by the way, Michelle Matt, and she is a Toastmasters extraordinaire, wonderful, has won many accolades in speaking. Well, anyway, she's very fascinating to talk to. And we were really perplexed by, well, how does this happen? How? Okay, because it is a young boy. Let's say it's a young boy and so many female teachers. And you know what? They're attractive. They don't have a profile that you think would ever do something like this. They're happily married sometimes. They have their own children they're well taken care of. And they go after some 11 or 12 or 13-year-old boy? Well, then how does that happen? Because if it,
it
is
a little bit
kind
weird,
of sexual,
yes.
Well, we figured it out. So we figured out how it does happen. We, you know, role played. I basically was the teenage or tween boy approaching her, and she played the teacher, and we figured it out how it would happen. Because you have to put yourself in the shoes of a very sheepish, shy boy who doesn't know what's going on, who's confused, and how does she groom him? So it's really pretty evil. It's pretty odd. It's really weird thinking. So
I remember,
you definitely need to hear.
I was going to say, like, the last time we had this discussion, my comment was, you get the kid alone. You get the kid alone because, you know, it's like teachers don't, will never be alone in the room with the student. They'll just avoid it. And I think I mentioned this last time, but, like, one time they wanted to, they made arrangements for my teacher to take me home from school, you know, one time. And the thing is that it's normally, it's like, it was such a big deal. And back then I was like trying to figure out why it was a big deal. And it was because I would have to be alone in the room with the teacher. And once you're alone in the room with the teacher, then the kid can say things. So they needed to make sure that I could be trusted, which I could have been. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. And I've had teachers too, where I went from junior high to a big jump high school. And the same PE coach, and we all, a few of us girls went up to go hug him like we used to do as little girls, and he backed off. He took a step back, and then we backed off. And then I remember at that moment, hey, it's like there is a boundary now, you know, because we, yes. And I thought that later in life, then I'm like, that was really great. He was one of the favorite teachers in the whole school. So mine too. Totally cool. So, wow, when that goes the opposite way and there's a predator preying on you or a friend or you're the parent of a child who's been preyed on, it's just, it really is wrong and horrible. And then what the convicted person, well, the person on trial, what she goes through, and wow, and you see her in the orange jumpsuit, but she was such a pretty, she was like a pretty blonde, and then you see her in the jumpsuit 3 months later at court, and she's got like 3 inches of roots, and she's, you know, using strawberries for lipstick. Oh my gosh, what is she thinking? What is she, I ruined my whole life? I mean, you look at her, and she still looks like, duh, like, who are these people? So I hope that we're going to hear from Michelle and on the subject. And so are you ready? Are you done with your points, Johnny?
No, I'm finished.
Okay, well, Michelle's here. She would like to speak on it for a while.
Okay.
Hi, Johnny. This is Michelle.
Hi.
Everybody.
Oh, hi, everybody. Anyway, I was talking about the other end of that, whereas, you know, the boys don't really know any better, and that's why, of course, the adults always blame, because they know better. And the boys just know it's something that makes them feel good. That's all they know. And they're enjoying it. So it's not really wrong, but it should, you know, of course it shouldn't be done.
So we had an example. We were talking about, okay, I was approaching you, role-playing, and I was...
That was a joke.
No, but it really, but we figured it out while we did that, though. We figured it out. Okay. Well, we figured it starts with a back rub, probably, you know, and then stimulating my, maybe whispering something sweet in their ear, just like innocent. And then, you know, all of a sudden, ooh, you know, they're just a natural human body and then get excited. But you know what? Some people say, well, the boy enjoyed it. Yeah. But you know what? The boy goes out into the world and he thinks, my body is just a piece of meat. He thinks no differently than a girl would if she was sexually abused. He doesn't have feelings about himself. alter? Well, I beg to differ. Yes, he does. And they go out into the world and they might become rapists. I mean, this is a bad crime for a reason. This is 30 years prison for a reason. This causes a lot of harm to children.
Actually, you know, it's funny that you say 30 years in prison. The only thing is, though, is that what I've understood, there have been cases where women do this to boys and then they don't go to jail anywhere near as long as the other way around.
You've noticed that?
Well, isn't that kind of true?
What, that women don't go to jail as long?
Well, women don't go to jail as long for doing this sort of thing as it. I've heard it said, like, they bring up cases where, you know, a woman sleeps with the male student, and then, you know, she'll get, like, a couple of months in jail or something. Whereas if it was the other way around, you know, the man would get, like, 10 years in prison. Isn't that kind of true?
What do you think? Information?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah. It depends on a lot of things, okay, the state and how the judge sees how bad the crime is or the circumstances, because they get prison time across the board from hardly any to 30 years. Our justice system has changed so much. But I think women get just as bad, if maybe not even worse, because they're more trusting. I mean, boys feel they could trust her more. Oh, Barbara's looking it up right now.
And has this ever happened to you?
What I mean is that when the female predators get arrested, that they are just as likely to get as much jail time as the men do?
They sure can. I think so. That one lady that was a few years ago where she was with that Samoan kid, her student, she got like 10 or 15 years. And then she gets out and they had a baby and they live with the family.
Yeah.
I can't see that, because what is this little boy going to do? I mean, he doesn't know. You know, he's not experienced.
No, he's messed up. And then also the family gets messed up, because don't you think that his father and his mother are really upset? And what about all his friends? I mean, his life is totally turned upside down. There's lawsuits. Then he has to go on the stand, which no child, nobody would want to do that. That is so much anxiety. So, yeah, it alters. Okay, so why do they do it? Why? So that is the answer we probably will never know. Why are these women who seem to have such a wonderful, nice life to go out and do something like that to their student? And I don't want to talk about that couple that they got married and stuff. That's rare, okay? It's very, very rare. So, she shouldn't be some advocate that it's okay. Is she?
I don't think so.
Right. I saw a documentary recently of her, and they were, I think they're divorced now, actually. Okay, that's fine. That's normal. Okay, but very rare. So, okay, on episode or part 3, maybe we should go check out, like, where are they now? Where are they now? And have they done anything sexually deviant in their life? And what is sexual deviancy to you? Okay. Oh, maybe that is a topic we can talk about for the next 15 minutes, because I think we've kind of covered everything on the teacher predator part 2. Unless anybody else has anything to add. Oh, Father, I know he doesn't really want to. Do you want to go on air? Has this happened to you in childhood?
You're worried too much about the boy, because all of his friends are all patting him on the back and congratulating him. Hey, way to go.
So you think it wasn't that hard for him?
No, I don't.
Really? Okay. So that's a perspective. So also, maybe it did feel good. Maybe he liked it. Maybe he didn't even know. I know a story where a person didn't even know they were sexually abused.
Yeah.
But because it felt fine and it was part of the massage.
Or they blocked it out. They block it out of their memories.
They look at it in a completely different way. And then when they look at it in the perspective of that, They still didn't even care. So, Dad, you're right on that one.
Well, I just...
But that's a, never, you're a very stable...
I've never had any experience that way, but... well, raping a man, a woman, I don't know if a woman could really rape a man. Well, I shouldn't be
not
commenting on this.
Not in with aggression.
It's just an opinion because I haven't really researched it. But a rape to a female is different because she runs the risk of getting pregnant. The guy, he can run away, go to a different town area, get lost, join the French Foreign Legion. Who knows where he's going to go? But the woman, now 9 months later, she possibly has a baby. I mean, that is so much different. But these are just unofficial opinions, actually opinions about everything based on nothing.
But usually, isn't it with force, though?
Well,
the rape
yeah.
against a woman, and
well,
so people think it's different because
well,
it
I mean,
could
rape,
be in that way.
Well, rape is really not a sexual thing. It's a dominant thing.
Right.
And it's a way for a guy to beat the crap out of a woman, either mentally or physically, or rape her. It's not really a massage sexual thing. It's like mean-spirited and evil.
Forcing.
Yeah, forcing, domination, bullying, and completely wrong. But that's about it. You know, that's all I have to say about it. You know, words from Forrest Gump.
No, that was good. Thank you for, you know, sharing your point of view. And, you know, when you do hear everybody's point of view, I like it that they're honest.
Mm-hmm.
And if people think of it completely different than us here today, it's fine too, okay? And then it makes you really start to solidify your own thoughts really on the subject. Now I'm thinking, okay, some boys are okay. They're okay. They go and live their life just fine with no interruption. Some, maybe the majority. That's something interesting we should research.
Yeah,
so, thank you. We want to talk about something positive now. The Blue Angels and Dad and Michelle. The Blue Angels. Oh, did I sound like that? I said that? I guess my nose was stuffy. Well, the Blue Angels. And Dad would like to talk about what he just saw recently with his girlfriend, wonderful Michelle.
Well, we went to, not Hanover, where did we go? To
Miramar.
Oh, Miramar.
Mm-hmm.
15,000 people live on that base. It's a huge military
no,
base.
Hold it.
Oh,
did you say Miramar?
Okay. Yeah, Miramar. It's a naval air station. It used to be the home of the Top Gun. Now the Top Gun's
Miramar,
Top
Florida.
Gun.
Miramar Beach, Florida.
No, Miramar, California. By what's that
oh,
other
oh.
thing?
Okay. That's where I'm at. Just so you
what's
know.
What's the big place?
It's in San Diego. It's by the
by San Diego.
Toledo.
Yeah.
I don't know
if
he's
oh,
in Florida. They probably went there too.
Pendleton. Is it Pendleton?
Yeah, near Camp Pendleton.
Yeah, it's near Camp Pendleton. But the Blue Angels are flying new airplanes. They got them about 3 years ago. These new Super Hornets airplanes are a third bigger, and of course, maybe a lot more powerful. I believe they can accelerate vertically, and they go to 30,000 feet in a minute, or have a 30,000-foot rate of climb, and they're flying right in front of you, 700 miles an hour, about 400 to 700, 18 inches apart. Those Blue Angels are a cut above. They're absolutely fabulous and so much fun to watch. And the announcing and the people, everybody's friendly. And get this, there are something around 800,000 or 900,000 people this weekend that watch the Blue Angels.
Wow.
And it's all free. And those Super Hornets, the airplanes, the Super Hornets, they're about $100 million a piece. So they're shiny, they're new, they make lots of noise, and they're absolutely wonderful. And those pilots are absolutely the best. And I'm so humbled by even being able to speak about them. I, you know, I have a aviation background, and I don't even belong in the same room as a Blue Angel pilot. They're so superior. Anyway, hats off to them. God bless them and thank them. And, well, God bless America. My 80th birthday, so if I sound like an old man rumbling on, maybe a little bit, but I'm sure having a nice time here. I'm in from Phoenix, Arizona. Nice ride over. Got three beautiful ladies around here, girlfriend, daughter, granddaughter, and all is well with the world as far as I'm concerned right now. And Ukrainians, good luck to them, too.
Oh, I love the Ukrainians, too.
I got a question for your father.
I know, and Johnny, finally, father came on live on air, Life After Happiness, and shared some great points, and then shared what he saw with the Blue Angels, one of his favorite, what would you call them? Not Top Gun, not
aerobatic. Well, they are Top Guns.
Top Guns.
Yeah.
Like aerobatic or what? Formation.
I have a question for your father.
No, he's explaining right now, Johnny.
United States Marine Aviation Demonstration Pilot Group. There's like, oh gosh, 9 airplanes, 30 or 40 guys, technicians of all sorts, keeping those Blue Angels going. And the rewards of having a demonstration team like that may seem is quite expensive, but the rewards on the way citizens of the United States feel about our country and our military protecting us and our freedom, it's well worth every penny spent on them. And thank you very much for the opportunity to bless the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds, Air Force Thunderbirds, and the Canadian Snowbirds. And that's about all I have to say on that.
Oh, thanks, Dad. And I think Thunderbirds and the Canadian
Snowbirds,
I think they're going to be here this weekend in Huntington Beach, California, at the Pacific Air Show. But how cool. Everybody should enjoy the air show. And I was able to fly my whole life with my dad here. I'm so glad to celebrate. This is a big milestone. Turning 80 today, September 26th. And we love you, Dad, and everything
that you have been
the best dad a girl could ever have and a family could ever have. And
we're
grateful to you.
Okay, I have a question.
Go ahead, Johnny wanted to say one last thing.
Oh, go ahead, sure.
Okay. Ray Charles once said in an interview that he knew how to land a plane. Do you believe that?
Well, if it's a Republic CB, yes, because that's one of the few airplanes on water will actually land itself. Just set the trim up to a slow descent and adjust your power, and it will land itself. So if it was a Republic CB, yes. Other than that, unlikely. But he also had a Corvette, and he thought he could drive that and crashed it.
Oh.
But Ray Charles
was also a very good
chess player. Oh, yeah. Well, and all those backup singers, those pretty girls singing with him. Oh, my God. Well, he's also a cut above, and he's a wonderful man, and I love him too.
So he probably did land it, so that's cool.
Yeah,
now you found out.
Maybe
it was possible, so that's cool.
I'll get on his side and say, for somebody like you, Ray Charles, you probably did.
Yeah.
And actually, what's funny is that when Ray Charles did the We Are the World, he helped Stevie Wonder go to the bathroom.
Is this a joke?
No, I'm not joking. That's just that I heard.
What?
I'm not joking. I heard that happen.
I can tell a lot of dirty jokes, too, but I think Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder are
geniuses. It's not a dirty joke. That's not a dirty joke. Stevie Wonder wanted to go to the bathroom when they were filming The Other World, and Ray Charles helped him go to the bathroom. He walked him to the bathroom.
Well, he probably walked him to the door.
Yeah. Well, aren't they both blind?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's why we thought it was a joke. Okay. Well, Okay, you're fine, Johnny. And yeah. Thank you, Father, for...
It's just fun talking with you, Johnny.
And we hope that... You're not just talking to Johnny. You're live on air for all of our listeners. And
yeah.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in and being there. And we love it when you call in, too. So we'll see you this Friday for our Dick Del Shear. And then we will see you again next Tuesday with Johnny and Barbara. And, hey, sometimes the topic is just a surprise. So stay tuned and follow us on.
I'm still live, everybody. I have literally 30 more seconds. You guys, I have 30 more seconds.
Okay. Follow us on Facebook group page, Life, Laughter, Happiness Radio Show. And Twitter, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Instagram, Life, Laughter, Happiness. So do that, and then you will find out more about our next show. And so thank you, Johnny. This was a lot of fun with you. And
thank you.
Have a wonderful evening. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Happy birthday, Dad. Happy 80th birthday. Thank you, Michelle. Busy in the
kitchen. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, daughter. Love you for all your help. Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.